The Wisdom of Yeshua, Son of Eliezer, Son of Sirach. Prologue.
Many great teachings have been given to us through the law and the prophets and the others that followed them. And for these, we should praise Israel for instruction and wisdom. Now those who read the scriptures must not only themselves understand them, but must also, as lovers of learning, be able to help the outsiders through the spoken and written word. So my grandfather, Yeshua, who had devoted himself especially to the reading of the law and the prophets and the other books of our fathers, and had acquired considerable proficiency in them, was himself also led to write something pertaining to instruction and wisdom, so that by also becoming familiar with his book, those who love learning might make even greater progress in living according to the law. Therefore, you are invited to read it with goodwill and attention, and to be indulgent in cases where, despite our diligent labor in translating, we may seem to have rendered some phrases imperfectly. For what was originally expressed in Hebrew does not have exactly the same sense when translated into another language. This is true not only with this book, but even the law itself, the prophecies, and the rest of the books, which differ not a little when read in the original language. When I arrived in Egypt in the 38th year of the reign of Euergetes, and stayed for some time, I found opportunity for no little instruction. Therefore, it seemed highly necessary that I myself should devote some diligence and labor to the translation of this book. During that time, I have applied my skill day and night to complete and publish the book for those living abroad who wished to gain learning and are disposed to live according to the law.